This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Oh, glory. It's lovely. It's actually cloudy and windy. How's it looking at your house, Vin?
It's chilly right now, which is welcome. I mean, I know we have a heat wave on the way, so for me, I'm going to enjoy the cool air. The sun will break through later, I'm sure it has been, but I don't like hot, and I sure don't like triple digits. Screw that. I'm not into it.
Yeah, that just seems too much. It's extreme. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's it looking in downtown, Nikki?
Very cloudy.
I can't hear a word.
Very cloudy.
Right. So we're overcast then. All right. Millbrae, probably sunshine and rainbows.
Perfect. Is that what we have? Yeah. Right. Dreamy.
Yeah, it's overcast for once.
Yeah, sure. He just doesn't want to tell us about the unicorns and the magic dust everywhere, you know.
Uh-huh.
All right. We get it.
Oh, look, another four-leaf clover. I can't get it. These things, I can't get rid of them. They keep turning up in Millbrae. That's where they're all.
Just for one time, he's saying it wasn't that hot. It wasn't that hot for me yesterday.
All these years, all the four-leaf clovers have been hiding in Millbrae. Who knew?
Yeah, and gold, too.
It turns out.
Picked up a rock and just found, like, a bunch of gold.
Uh-huh. Well, sure. I mean, that's where the rainbows end, right? I mean,
right.
Obviously.
Duh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We look forward to hearing from you each day. And here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. 925 says, oh no, just checking in. And did Sarah say her dad got COVID? When did you guys talk about it so I can listen to that podcast hour?
We didn't. I said that there was someone really sick in my family, and it was, frankly, I did so much crying in the last week that and was so scared that I didn't feel like I could go on the air with it, because whenever anyone says anything nice to me, I get all emotional. And I wanted to, you know, get him out of the woods first. And, you know, not that I had anything to do with it, but he's home now and his pneumonia is on the mend. And yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Were they scared too?
Sure. He's 80 years old and was in the hospital with pneumonia. Like, yeah, it was
okay.
Freaking scary.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Can I ask a question? The delay seems extraordinary.
It's perfect here.
Should I reset my Comrex? Is it really?
It might be you. Yeah, when you just said I couldn't hear Nikki, I was like, no, we can hear her.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I think it's... But you're saying my voice is coming through with...
I hear you fine.
Oh, boy. So far off.
Oh, is it? Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, you're coming to us just fine. So I guess what you're receiving is a little bit different. Yeah.
There's like a 3-second delay between you clapping and me hearing the claps.
Yeah, responding, yeah.
Okay, do you want to reset it and come back?
We'll play a quick song.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going with
Nicole,
there? Let's play a song. Let's do a song roll. Yeah, what you got, girl?
Yeah, tell us what you got.
We got Funny by Jasmine Thompson.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
On.
Perfect.
On Alice 97.3.
Right, Alice at 97.3, and we're back. All right, pick it up where we left off. Let's jump. Do I seem closer to...
You sound fine.
Okay.
Yep. Do we sound okay? Are you good?
You sound fine. I just could tell that there was a massive delay. I could see your lips moving long before I could hear what you were saying.
Oh,
all right. So let's jump on and...
How's
it? Close. It's much...
Right,
let's just
anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Back to your segment, ladies and gentlemen. 707 says, my Drake High teacher, Archie Williams, was in the 36 Olympics with Jesse. Yes, I was in school with Scott, too. Oh. Speaking of Scott Capurro,
yes,
did you get tagged in those? I guess he was on Nash Bridges very famously, and I got tagged with Scott's appearances on Nash Bridges on Instagram the other day.
Oh, I didn't. Either I didn't get tagged with him, or I haven't been on Instagram in a bit because I didn't see that at all.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was on Nash Bridges. Was he amazing? Did you
he
go
was
look?
Great. Yeah, I mean, he looked great. He looked a million years younger, but I guess we all would have, wouldn't
didn't we?
We
all, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. My boyfriend has turned into my waxer during this COVID time. You definitely have to be comfortable with the person to get a Brazilian. Then we usually have an amazing session after that.
Oh, it sounds
yeah, that sounds fun.
Like a waxing session?
I doubt that.
Whatever, you know.
I think it leads to, it's often like when I say, hey, you want a massage? That usually means like there's something coming right after that.
Right. Mm. She's all, yes, someone. Great. Right. Yeah, I'd love a massage. Okay.
She does. I give good massages.
Yeah. She calls me after. She's like, oh man, I just had the best massage.
Uh-huh. I'm sure.
Yeah. Good reviews, man.
502 says, yes, I have a 5-step morning routine before I get out of bed, and one of those steps is to smile at myself for no reason. A game changer during this COVID season. It gives me a second pause and find peace.
Oh, I'd like to hear your whole 5 steps. I mean, that's a wonderful thing to do. I can't even muster a smile when I'm getting out of bed. I'm just grousing the whole time. Like that. It's fun for me.
I'm sure the person trying to sleep next to you is thrilled, too.
Yeah, he's sleeping. He gets to sleep. He gets the luxury of going, get out.
Right. Wait for Mulan. Wait till December 4th. It will be free on Disney Plus, says 510. Yeah, you don't have kids, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, anything.
You go ahead and wait.
I mean, if that show, I don't know. I'm going to have to look at it. Maybe that might not be for kids, but I know, for example, Trolls World Tour, there was no waiting. That was happening.
Yeah.
Like, we needed crap to do bad. And that was the early days, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That was months ago.
I still watch it pretty regularly.
Trolls World Tour? Yeah, all the time. Yep. Poppy is a big star in our house.
Who plays Poppy again in real life?
Anna Kendrick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Cal Poly's doing single dorm rooms only, and all students need negative COVID tests within 7 days before coming back.
Oh.
Well, that's good. Nandi Bushell is dope. You should check out her Muse performance of Hysteria on IG on her IG page.
Mm.
That's the dancer who plays Taylor Swift?
No, it's the drummer who challenged Dave Grohl.
Oh, okay.
She's amazing. Just the one video I've seen, I went, that kid is completely legit. Like to rattle on the thing like that on the hi-hat, I was just like, whoa. I can't even do the eighth notes, and she's fully. Oh, here's another picture of her. Unfortunately, it's not really synced up with the sound.
No,
but it's
not even close.
Ah, so good.
Good for her.
She's doing a stick twirl and hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun. She's just a little kid, you know, cute as a button. Looks like she's having a ball. She's rocking.
Rock star right there.
Yeah. Tag, put her up at the Facebook page if you haven't already done that, Brynn. I'm sure you're already all over it.
You know I am.
Of course you are.
510 says, or Ed might love hanging out with his wife and daughter. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. This is going to come as really weird or something, but okay. I love hanging out with my wife and daughters too.
What?
But I don't want to hang
That's
out
ridiculous.
With anyone nonstop. Not anybody. Not even myself. In fact, that's probably why I had such a drinking problem. I can't stand anybody for all the time, every day, all the minutes, nonstop, all-consuming. There we are again. That's not what I wasn't trying to say. He doesn't like his wife and daughter. I was trying to say that this trapped in the house, shelter in place thing has gone on far too long. That's what I was trying to say. I don't think anybody, no matter who you like or how much you like him, wants to be around him 24/7 for months on end. That's just, okay.
Poor
maybe
John.
Maybe
I'm always
you do.
Hanging around him. I'm sure he's over it.
What are we doing now, John? What are you doing? What are you working on?
650 says, hi, Alice fam. Can you promote the Watsonville Donation Center at 114 Walker Street? Open from 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday. It's a great resource for evacuees who've come for items needed. Whether they are displaced because they were evacuated or lost their home, all are welcome. We have lots of items, clothes and shoes, new, food, tents, blankets, pillows, water, snacks, diapers.
Wow.
Please promote this. We need people to know this resource is there. Thank you.
Say it again, Vin. What is the name of the place?
It is the Watsonville Donation Center at 114 Walker Street.
Maybe we should put that up at Radio Alice or something.
That's great.
It is. It's a. If someone didn't know that they could go and that they have everything you need, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And that's the thing. Things get dropped off and then someone sorts them and puts them out someplace. And if nobody knows they're there they sit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for reaching out today.
Hi, Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for giving a shout out to Poughkeepsie on the radio today. Poughkeepsie, the Queen City of the Hudson, was where I was born and raised. Poughkeepsie is the butt of many jokes. Charlotte Poughkeepsie's herself in Sex and the City, and Ross briefly dates a girl from... Oh, I love our texting machine. Poughkeepsie on the show Friends. But I am proud of my hometown, home of Samuel B. Morse, the guy who invented Morse code.
Wow.
Anyway, have a great day.
That's what they hang their hat on in Poughkeepsie, huh?
All right. Good to know.
I couldn't have even told you what state it was in, to tell you the truth. I was like, Poughkeepsie? Yeah, it is a butt of jokes. I don't even know where it is. Turns out it's the heart of the Hudson. It's got to be New York, right? Who knows? Now we know.
I don't even know why that came into my mind. I was just trying to think of a damn flight that was coming in past Bryn's front window. I didn't know what to name. I mean, I was actually thinking
Iowa. You named a great American town, that, you know, that's
Morse
on the
code.
Tip of everyone's tongue. Morse code. Yeah, who doesn't use Morse code every day? I mean, hi.
I mean, for the purpose of the joke got very clunky because in my head I'm trying to think of a damn flight number and a city to name, and I'm like, oh, I'm falling to pieces as I'm trying to tell this joke. This is stupid. Jesus.
We need to check now to see if Poughkeepsie even has an airport. I mean.
Right.
You know, probably not.
408 says, the sexual position known as 69 is now known as 96 due to the cost of eating out going up.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know that.
It has gone up a little bit. They tack on some fees and stuff. That person's funny. Hopefully they're here all week too.
What? We are inviting a few kids, family, and close friends to do a socially distanced drive-in laundry basket with blanket and pillow for each kid, hot dog, fries, juice boxes, and popcorn to watch Charlie Brown's The Great Pumpkin. Kids are coming over dressed in their costumes and will hunt for candy and small toys a la Easter and then watch the movie. That's their Halloween, it sounds like. That's great.
So funny. They put them in a laundry, the little kids in laundry baskets. They love laundry baskets.
They're not going to stay there, though.
No.
That's true. High hopes, though, you know.
Wonder if you're going to
give them a good spanking and throw them back in there. I mean, that's what kids like.
Their temperatures.
Right.
It's tough.
Oh, it's hard. Oh.
Take it easy, Vinny. So you're right about the chemtrail. I was just riffing on Bryn's beautiful city of Millbrae and just...
And the flights from Poughkeepsie, chemtrailing all over the place.
Get him!
Mind control, get him!
That's what happens when you try to make jokes about Millbrae.
The Milbrae mom force jumps in. We'll tell you, Chem Force.
Milbrae minions.
I want to just say, in my defense, all of the stuff is hidden behind, or unfortunately blocked behind, COVID worries and a broken refrigerator and a stolen car. There's a lot of things that have happened this year that are just, all I want to say is bleep 2020. Bleep it.
Yeah, that's a chant we've all been raising.
Just bleep it, man. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like this. This continual bleep storm
hashtag
rolling my way.
2020.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, Vinny. Benicia is the best. Hidden little gem of a town. I grew up here, moved away from for college, and moved back after having kids. Best. Hold on, everyone.
I have heard good things about Benicia.
Take your time. I'm working on it. Best fan. Oh, boy. Sorry, everyone. This thread's gone. Just gone.
And on that note. Look at the
time. Oh my God! Where did I? Oh right, we had a delay issue. Right, yeah. Sure. Okay. All right. Have a good one.
See you in a sec.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Get her done. It's Tuesday. Fun show today. Thanks for thank you, Bryn and Nicole, our awesome support system. Mm-hmm. And Vinny, you were amazing on fire today.
Thank you. I feel
Poughkeepsie and chemtrails and
Jesus Christ. Woo! I can't get words out of my mouth, can I?
Can any of us, honestly? This is a trying time. We're doing our very, very best.
You know what? I just for the record, for those of you who may have heard and may have had some concerns, things have been hard, but we're coming back. The Hassan family is coming back. We're back home. The fridge gets fixed today. Things are looking up. So don't worry, everyone.
It's blooming everywhere. We can only go up from here, right?
That's exactly right.
I probably shouldn't tempt fate.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna
pipe down and get the hell out of here. Jane's up later today, and of course Alice is open for business 24/7. Stream us on radio.com, and even when you're done listening, just turn it down. Don't turn it off. Keep that stream rolling. It's helpful. It really helps us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Have a great day, and we'll meet you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.